All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready to dig into some seriously foundational stuff.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Today, we're going to be tackling two big ones, integrity and honesty.
Yeah.
But like always, we're going deeper than just defining them. We're going straight to the source, the Bible. We're going to unpack what these ancient texts actually say about living a life that's true and how that can make a difference in our modern world.
And I think what's really powerful about these texts is that they offer these timeless insights that still resonate today, even if you're not coming from a religious background. They really get at the heart of what it means to be a good person, to build trust, and to live in alignment with your values.
Exactly. And those are things everyone can appreciate, right?
Absolutely.
So let's jump right into it. Proverbs has a lot to say about this, right?
It does.
Like Proverbs 11.3 talks about the paths of integrity and crookedness. And what's interesting to me is how it presents these two paths, not just like, hey, do good, don't do bad, but as these very distinct choices with very different outcomes. Like on one hand, you got integrity leading to stability, to trust, to something solid, but then there's crookedness. And it's painted as this unstable, untrustworthy, kind of shady path.
And you see that playing out in the real world all the time, right? Like those big corporate scandals where a lack of integrity just crumbles everything. Or even in our personal lives, like how those little white lies we tell can snowball into these huge messes.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of trust, that's another thing Proverbs zeroes in on. Proverbs 12.22 emphasizes how much value is placed on trustworthiness. It's not just like a suggestion. It's like, this is a big deal.
Right. It's presented as something that's deeply valued by both God and people. It's about being the kind of person others can rely on, someone who's true to their word no matter what the situation is. And that kind of reliability, that's the bedrock of any strong relationship, whether it's in business, friendships, or family.
And that sense of stability, of knowing where you stand, it's almost like you've got this inner compass guiding you. And that's what Psalm 25.21 really emphasizes. It's saying that integrity isn't just some external rule book, but it becomes this internal source of strength.
Exactly. And that ties back to the root meaning of integrity, wholeness. You're not fragmented. You're not trying to be different things to different people. There's an alignment between your actions and your values.
But then the question becomes, right, how do we actually live this out? How do we translate these ancient principles into our daily lives? And that's where I think Ephesians, Colossians, and Leviticus get really interesting.
Yeah, they definitely get into the nitty-gritty.
Right, like Ephesians 4.25, for example. It explicitly links truthfulness to community. We are members of one body, it says. So it's not just about me and my integrity. It's about recognizing that my honesty, my truthfulness, has a ripple effect on the people around me.
It highlights the interconnectedness of it all. It says, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. So it emphasizes our shared responsibility to uphold truth within our relationships and communities, because when one person is dishonest, it can impact the entire group.
Right. And it's about building each other up, not tearing each other down. And then Colossians 3.9 takes it a step further, suggesting that choosing honesty is part of a transformation.
It's about shedding those old ways of being, the deceitfulness, and embracing this new way of living that's rooted in truth.
It's like hitting the refresh button, you know, out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah, exactly. It's about personal growth and renewal. And you know, it's funny, Leviticus 19.11 gets straight to the point. No messing around.
Oh, absolutely. It just lays it out there.
Do not steal, do not lie, do not deceive one another. It's like, okay, got it. No room for interpretation there. It's a powerful reminder that even those small acts of dishonesty can have a ripple effect. You know, you might think, oh, it's just a little white lie, no big deal. But it can set a precedent, it can erode trust, and it can lead to bigger problems down the road.
And that's something I think we often forget. Those small compromises can really snowball, can't they? But here's where it gets even more interesting to me. We talk about being honest, but WHY, what's the motivation? And Proverbs 10.9 sheds some light on that.
It does. What does it say?
It says, whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but whoever takes crooked paths will be found out.
Walk securely. That's a powerful image. It suggests a sense of peace, of confidence. You're not constantly looking over your shoulder, worried about being caught out. And I love how it contrasts that with the idea of taking crooked paths. It's like you might think you're getting away with something in the moment, but eventually it's all going to come to light.
And I feel like that ties in so well with the idea of integrity as an inner compass.
Yeah.
It's not about following rules just because someone told you to. It's about cultivating a character that naturally gravitates toward what's right.
Exactly. And 1 Timothy 1.5 emphasizes that connection between honesty and having a pure heart and sincere faith. It's not just about outward actions. It's about the state of our hearts, our intentions. And when our hearts are in the right place, when our motives are pure, it's much easier to live out those values of honesty and integrity.
I love that. But, you know, the Bible doesn't shy away from challenging us either.
Yeah.
There are these verses that make you stop and think, like Matthew 5.37. This one always gets me. Let your yes be yes and your no, no. It's so simple, yet so profound.
It's like a call for radical honesty and straightforwardness. In a world that often encourages us to be ambiguous, to hedge our bets, to tell people what they want to hear, this verse is like a breath of fresh air. It's saying, be clear, be direct, be truthful.
Right. Like no more beating around the bush. Just a simple yes or no. But then we've got Luke 16.10, and this one really makes you think about the long game.
What does Luke 16.10 say again? I want to make sure I'm following.
Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. It's basically saying that our integrity is built on those everyday choices, those seemingly small acts of honesty. And if we can't be trusted with those small things, how can we be trusted with the bigger things in life?
That's such an important point, because it's easy to think, oh, it's just a few dollars, it's just a little white lie, it doesn't really matter. But those small choices, they reveal our character. And over time, they shape who we become.
So much to think about, right?
There really is.
I mean, we've covered a lot of ground here. From the paths of integrity and crookedness to the importance of trustworthiness, the connection between honesty and community, the ripple effects of our choices, and the idea of integrity as an inner compass. What really resonated with you?
You know, it's that idea of walking securely that really stuck with me, that sense of peace and confidence that comes from living in alignment with your values. That's something I think we all strive for, even if we don't always achieve it.
Me too. It's such a powerful image. And for me, that's a great reminder to constantly check myself. Am I making choices that align with my values? Am I being truthful in my interactions? Because ultimately, it's those small, everyday choices that determine the kind of person I'm becoming. All right, everybody, that's our deep dive for today. Hopefully this has given you a lot to reflect on, maybe even spark some conversations. Until next time.
See you then.